from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Debrief, July 22, 2024. Malzy, we always like having fun with these. We're getting closer. We are getting closer. Training camp for a few teams now has already opened up, but there are still lists being put out there. This one from Pony's buddies at FanDuel. They put together the list of top 10 dual threat quarterbacks of all time. Did you get a chance to see this one?
I did not. I'm excited. So wait, I try to name them?
Sure.
We're just talking NFL dual threat quarterbacks, right?
Yes.
All right,
of all time.
All right. You ready for this?
Yes.
Hold on. All right. I have a list. Now, I'm just going to try to name all 10. I'm not going to do it in order, but I'm going to try. All right.
I will tell you where the guy is if his name is on there.
I'm going to say number one is Lamar Jackson.
LaMarvelous is number one.
All right. I'm going to say...
FanDuel loves him.
I'm going to say number two is actually Steve Young.
He is number four.
Michael Vick.
He is number three.
Randall Cunningham.
He is number five.
Hold on. Fran Tarkenton.
He is number nine.
Hold on. Boy. Just wait. I'm going to get all the way there. I'm definitely going to do it. Josh Allen.
He is number six.
All right, now we're getting to nitty-gritty time.
For the record, I disagree with the player they have there, as I'm guessing you will, because you have not named him yet.
All right, can I tell you what's going through my head right now? I have a feeling that whoever's at number two is overwhelmingly known for their passing and is more of just a scrambler when he absolutely has to, but because he's had a couple big runs and they want to include him on this list, he's there, which is Mahomes.
No, Mahomes is not on the list.
Okay, well,
I was going to say it is not that type of player.
Okay, well, I respect them for not doing... Is it a guy who was not really good at passing and was just a runner?
I wouldn't say he was an awful passer. I mean, he had a pretty bad, like, last few seasons. Somebody who retired relatively early, but definitely was a very good runner in his day.
This is driving me nuts.
I'll throw you this clue. We've seen this guy in the last 5 to 10 years.
But he hung him up pretty early. Oh, this is going to drive me insane. Let me try to think of other ones while I'm at it here. Cordell Stewart.
No. Slash is not on the list.
Come on.
Slash is not on the list.
What kind of a list is it then?
These are Pony's cronies that you can complain to.
Yeah, Pony's cronies got it wrong. McNair has to be there.
Number seven for Air McNair.
Oh boy.
So you have named 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9.
So 2, 8, and 10. Oh man. Oh, this is tough. This is tougher than I thought it would be. It's tough. Well, I'm just trying to think of like players who've recently hung them up or players who... I'm struggling. Are all of the guys that I haven't named players from the modern, and by modern, I'll even just say the 2000s, the ultra-modern era?
Yes, all three. In fact, two of the guys on the list are still currently playing.
They don't have Deshaun Watson, do they?
No.
Good. This is going to really chat my ass that I can't think of this. They shouldn't have Lawrence. He's not that good. Herbert.
No.
Well, Donnie. Oh, Jalen Hurts got to be on there.
Hurts is number 10.
Jalen Hurts so good?
Yes, number 10.
What does Berman actually call him on primetime? Do you know?
I don't know, but that would be a good one.
Yes, it would.
Would it not?
Yes. By the way, Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. All right, let's go like 30 more seconds here. I don't want to belabor my guessing here.
So I'll give you another clue.
One is active and one's done. Then.
Yes, and the one that is done has retired in the last few years.
Breeze retired, Brady retired, Eli retired. God, this is bugging me, man.
I'll give you another clue on number two.
Okay.
He had one huge season.
RG3?
No, but now here's what I'll say. He had one huge season surrounded by
Cam Newton. I'm embarrassed, dude. I don't know why my brain shut off. That should have been an easy
one. That was like my Mr. Larson of the day. My Don Larson no-hitter.
They don't have Andrew Luck as a dual threat, do they?
No. I think you'll be surprised by who
I'll cry
is
uncle.
Lurking at number eight.
I'll cry uncle on number eight.
None other than now Steelers own Russell Wilson. Number eight.
I think Fields probably belongs on there more than Russ.
So, I mean, they have the Seahawks logo next to him. So, I mean, I would guess his time in Seattle, I would say he definitely fit the bill.
He was a dual threat. He never really had design runs, but when he would drop back and then just decide to say screw it and scramble, I mean, he was very, very tough.
Correct.
I think it's a pretty good list. You know who I actually think gets short shrift here, believe it or not? I actually think they're jobbing Steve Young a little bit, putting him at fourth.
Absolutely they are.
I think Steve Young should be second behind Lamar.
I agree. He should be in the top three, I think, no doubt. I would move Newton out of the top three and have
I'd put
Jackson,
Randall Cunningham.
Vick, and Young.
I think I could justify putting Randall Cunningham up in the top three.
Yeah.
Cunningham had that renaissance with the Vikings after like the truly insane athleticism had gone away and was throwing balls up to Randy Moss.
Yeah, I mean, I've always seen like Cam Newton as good player, but like nowhere near great, nowhere near Hall of Fame. I always think like you'll get that every single offseason, like, oh, is Cam Newton a Hall of Famer from Twitter pages?
No,
like this,
not in my opinion.
He's not in the universe of a Hall of Famer.
No. Eli Manning, despite having many bad seasons on his resume, I would put in the Hall of Fame before I'd put Cam Newton there, which some people might argue with, but
I don't even think that's close. I would put Manning in there 10 times out of 10.
The problem here is that people think dual threat and immediately go to running. Dual threat means passing and running. Steve Young should be number two. All right, I like that debrief, Donnie. You were very correct to think that I might enjoy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.